And once again, getting up in one of those vertical climbs. And I guess probably another of those rather sick-making nose-over manoeuvres is about to happen when he gets to the top of this climb. There we go. Interesting dynamic sounds of the rotors and their airflows interfering with each other. Accelerating the aircraft again, top speed of about, it probably cruises at about 165 miles an hour, top speed of about 185 miles an hour. Helicopters aren't all that fast. The actual speed record is held by a Lynx at 249, but that's the theoretical maximum anyway. But considering the size of this thing, it can carry 54 troops in there, or 24 stretchers, or 28,000 pounds, more, nearly 13 tons of freight. You can fit two Land Rovers inside, even doing these kind of manoeuvres, and three underslung hooks can carry an enormous weight. This is the roller coaster, and you can see why. I don't think anybody's sitting there with their hands in the air screaming, but otherwise it would be pretty similar. Hugely popular, these displays. Everybody loves to see it. It's just, there's something about that great, well, I think even its mummy wouldn't call it pretty, but that enormous, fantastic machine being thrown about the sky with such verve and vigour, demonstrating an extraordinary capability. The original Chinook went into service with the US Army in 1962 during the Vietnam War, but they never found anything better. So here they are coming back towards us for their final manoeuvre. Rich Beatty and Adam Watts and Sam Norris. You can see all those books underneath, and you can feel that rocketing making your chest rattle. Lovely, isn't it? And there they go. That's the end of their display. Display complete. Wonderful display from number 18 Squadron, Distinguished Royal Air Force Squadron, formed in 1915.